Muslim protesters storm Baghdad's green zone after Denmark Quran burning. By Breitbart London on July 22, 2023. Baghdad, AP, hundreds of protesters attempted to storm Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone, which houses foreign embassies in the seat of Iraq's government. Early Saturday, following reports of the burning of a Quran carried out by an ultra-nationalist group in front of the Iraqi embassy in Copenhagen. They were pushed back by security forces, who blocked the Jumhuriya bridge leading to the Green Zone, preventing them from reaching the Danish embassy. The protest came 2 days after people angered by the planned burning of the Islamic holy book in Sweden stormed the Swedish embassy in Baghdad. Protesters occupied the diplomatic post for several hours, waving flags and signs showing the influential Iraqi Shiite cleric and political leader Muqtada al-Sadr, and setting a small fire. The embassy staff had been evacuated a day earlier. Hours later, Iraq's prime minister cut diplomatic ties with Sweden in protest over the desecration of the Quran. An Iraqi asylum seeker who burned a copy of the Quran during a demonstration last month in Stockholm had threatened to do the same thing again Thursday but ultimately stopped short of setting fire to the book. He did, however, kick and step on it, and did the same with an Iraqi flag and a photo of Sadr and of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. On Friday afternoon, thousands protested peacefully in Iraq and other Muslim-majority countries. Also on Friday, according to Danish media reports, members of ultra-nationalist group Dansk Patrioter burned a copy of the Quran and an Iraqi flag in front of the Iraqi embassy in Copenhagen and live-streamed the action on Facebook. The incident prompted the protest in Baghdad overnight. Chanting in support of Sadr and carrying images of the prominent leader and the flag associated with his movement, along with the Iraqi flag, hundreds of protesters attempted to enter the green zone and clashed with security forces before dispersing. In a statement on Saturday, the Iraqi Ministry of Foreign Affairs condemned in strong and repeated terms the incident of abuse against the Holy Quran and the flag of the Republic of Iraq in front of the Iraqi embassy in Denmark. It called the international community to stand urgently and responsibly towards these atrocities that violate social peace and coexistence around the world. The statement read. Another protest is scheduled to take place in Baghdad at 6 p.m. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.